Yo, it's time for the Nick and Jack podcast. Get down with your bad self.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-hoo!
In America, in Lincoln, Nebraska, to be specific, a man has been cited for possessing a little bit of wacky tobacco. Inside a container that had been slapped with the label reading, not weed. So why would the police look in there? He was pulled over for a DUI, suspected DUI. Mm-hmm. They saw the container that said not weed, and inside it was a bit of weed.
Do you know what? I wonder if he hadn't written anything on it, if it would have even stood out.
Well, he tried to throw a curveball.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got to hide your stash somewhere, if indeed you do, which you should not.
Shouldn't have one to start with.
No, but I think we all have a little bit of a private stash, not of anything
money.
Bad.
I stash my money away. I'm not telling you where because it's my...
You can't describe your stash?
Uh-uh.
Really? I'll tell you where mine is.
Okay.
So all my life I had a stash of incriminating material.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing illegal.
Normally kept under mattresses, I'd assume.
No, mine was in my desk and whatever it was. But the more incriminating it was, the deeper down in the desk it would be.
So how do you mean in the desk? You had a fake...
A drawer.
Bottom?
A real drawer that was always open. On the first layer had my journal.
Yeah.
Second layer was incriminating. It was some magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that was worse than the magazines would be under the magazines because I figured if my mum opened it, looked in the drawer, she'd see the magazines and shut it quickly.
Yep.
Boom!
That's quite smart. Look at that.
So I'm asking the question, where did you have a stash?
I'd love to hear about people, you know, in the movies, how you see them under the floorboards.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting.
Maybe that's where you keep your will or your money.
Yes. Naturally, we're not talking about anything illegal and we don't want any underage kids.
Marie, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Tell us, we're not talking about bad things. We're talking like money or things like that. Where did you hide
it? We don't even need to know what you're hiding. Where is it?
Well, it's not there anymore, but when I was a kid, I used to steal my mother's cigarettes and have a couple, and then I'd stick the packet back in a coat in her wardrobe. So if she found them, she wouldn't think I'd be that stupid to put them back in her clothes. And then I could go back and take them whenever I like.
Brilliant.
That is
a brilliant trick.
Did she cotton on?
I don't know. Sometimes the pack would disappear, so she'd obviously find them and think, I must have left them there.
Didn't
you take them?
So,
I don't smoke now.
good idea.
I can hear driving on hands-free, no doubt. Trace, how are you?
I'm good.
So tell us, Tracy, your stash. Do you have one or did you have one? And tell us about it.
Well, I did have one and it was in my kitchen. A friend of mine makes kitchens and he always added little trapdoors in it.
Ooh, great idea.
Oh, really?
It's really cool. And in the back of my pantry, if you moved the row of sauce bottles, you just bumped the little white board and it popped out. And in there, I actually hid my wheel and things like that.
Fantastic.
And a couple of other things were very interesting.
That's
too.
Like living in a ghost house. You know when you Scooby-Doo and you'd push down on a book and it'd swing around?
It was just
awesome.
Like that. And he had that sort of weird character. But he put three in that one house.
Yeah.
And the next one was underneath the kitchen stove. There was like the black kickboard, and if you touched it with your toe, it popped in and a whole drawer came out.
Tracy, is this kitchen maker on the mid-north coast?
He's actually a little bit north of the McLean area.
Okay, well, if just in case anyone's hearing about this kitchen, because it sounds fantastic,
yeah.
We'll get his details off air just in case anyone wants to, because I'd love little nooks and crannies hidden.
We've got a lot of secrets to keep secret, Tracy.
Oh, don't we all? He did it because it was his idea of fun. He didn't tell me how to find them. He just hid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's fantastic. I want to see that on the block. That is fantastic.
You are listening to Star FM with Nick and Jack, 102.3 and 105.1.